Message number 885. Mother of Salvation, the Antichrist, upon his announcement will declare that he is a devout Christian. Friday, August 23, 2013. My child, how Christians will suffer as the disease of sin engulfs the world everywhere in many guises. There is an organized attempt being made to wipe out Christianity, and this takes many forms. You will know that when Christians are denied the right to publicly declare their allegiance to God, that every other creed not of God will be permitted to do so. These other creeds will be given great support when they plead for justice in the name of their rights as citizens. What this will do is to spread further the sins which are abhorrent to my Father. People will be forced to accept sin in their countries, and it will become an offense for Christians to object to these laws. Christians will be viewed as being uncharitable, right-wing, and out of touch with the human rights of others. Every trait desirable in souls as laid down by my Father will be used as a front in their efforts to justify such wickedness in your nations. When disease of the flesh grips a community, it kills many. But after a time of great sorrow and many deaths, the remaining community becomes immune to the disease. Sin will cause disease of the flesh in many nations as the judgments of the seals are declared by the Savior of humanity and poured down by the angels of the Lord. Many will be killed in atonement for the wickedness of man. This purification will continue until there will remain only those who are immune to death because of their love for God. Christians will suffer greatly in a number of ways. Their faith will be taken away from them, and in its place an abomination will be witnessed. Their pain, which has already begun, is the same as that experienced by my son at this time. Then they will have to witness an astonishing sight as the Antichrist, upon his announcement, will declare that he is a devout Christian. He will use many extracts from the Bible in his speeches to the world. Weary Christians who suffered up to this will suddenly be relieved. At last they will think, here is a man sent from heaven in answer to their prayers. Out of his mouth will spill many sweet and comforting words, and he will appear to be a godsend in that he will be seen to amend the wrongs against Christians. He will carefully construct how he is perceived by Christians and especially Roman Catholics, for these will be his main target. All will admire the Antichrist and his so-called Christian acts, gestures, and his perceived love of Holy Scripture will make him instantly acceptable by many. He will draw all nations together and set about holding ceremonies for other religions and in particular pagan organizations so that they can work together to bring about world peace. He will succeed in uniting countries which had been enemies up till then. Silence will be heard in war-torn countries, and his image will appear everywhere. His final great achievement will be when he brings all those nations he unites into the domain of the Catholic Church and all other Christian denominations. This unification will form the new one-world religion. From that day forth, hell will break loose on earth, and the influence of demons will be at its greatest level since before the great flood. People will be seen to adore God in the new one world order church and appear to be devout in every way. Then outside of the churches they will indulge in sin openly, for no sin will shame them. Under the hypnotic direction of the false Trinity, the Trinity created by Satan, they will crave every kind of sin as a means to sustain their newfound appetite. This wickedness will include sins of the flesh, where nakedness will be acceptable, as man will become involved in obscene sins of the flesh in public places. Murders will be common and committed by many, including children. Satanic worship and black masses will take place in many Catholic churches. Abortion will be seen as a solution for every kind of problem and will be permitted right up to the day of birth. It will soon become a criminal offense to show any kind of allegiance to Jesus Christ. If you are seen with the true cross, you will find that you have committed an offense because you will be breaking the law. The law in your lands will become a dual law, where politics and religion will be entwined in the new world order. This persecution will mean that many unknowingly will adore the beast and become infested. So infested will they become that they will betray brother, sister, mother and father to the authorities if they should remain loyal to Christianity. Your only hope, children, is prayer to sustain you through this period. I urge you to keep all holy objects, rosary beads, blessed candles, holy water, a copy of the Bible and the Holy Daily Missal along with the Crusade of Prayer book. You must keep the seal of the living God in your home and all new if possible. My medal of salvation will convert those who wear it and they will be shown mercy by my son. I now request you, child, to have the medal of salvation produced now and the scapular of the seal of the living God made. This message is a warning from heaven of things to come. You must listen to me, the mother of salvation, as I must guide you to the truth so that you will remain truly faithful to my son at all times. Go in peace, children, and be calm, as this trial will, because of the mercy of God, be short. Trust in me, your mother, as I will be with you always during your trials. You will never be alone. Your mother, Mother of Salvation.